Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey, Amy here. Let's talk about stonewalling today. We're going to dive right into this episode. It is so important because stonewalling involves avoiding conversations with someone, refusing to talk to someone, or for some people, it can be a coping mechanism to minimize and avoid the conflict. So often people use this tactic to intentionally manipulate or control their partner. So it can be conflict avoidant. It can be something that you do to minimize hurt, pain, confusion. But some use it to manipulate or control their partner. So you need to know what stonewalling is to determine how it's falling into your life. So actually, you could stonewall yourself. You could stonewall in your relationships, work, children, spouses. You can also stonewall with God. So we're going to talk about all three today. How do you stonewall yourself? How are you stonewalling at work, with your spouse, with your children? And how are you stonewalling with God? Yep, all three, baby. So I was reading in the Bible this morning, and that's what made me think of doing this episode, because we recently did one on being defensiveness. So that's also a relationship killer. So if you haven't seen it, that's the last episode on defensiveness. There's another relationship killer called stonewalling. And think of that. Think of it like the picture stonewall in your head. Can you penetrate that? Can you just go knock it down? Can you go through it? No, it's hard. It's solid. So think of somebody that you're in a relationship with that has a stone wall around them and you can't get through it no matter what. It's very difficult to handle that. And it can happen anywhere in your life. So sometimes it's simply because people are conflict avoidant. They can't handle negative emotions. They don't know what to do with a negative emotion. So they try to avoid it and they just become this wall. Sometimes it's because they get flooded in their brain, and it's literally being flooded in your brain is literally starts here at the beginning of your forehead and just coats your entire brain all the way to your brainstem. And it's like a flood happens. So then your brain can't fire on each side to talk to each other. So you literally cannot process what's going on. So if you're ever talking to someone as that deer in the headlight look, they're probably flooded, which means no matter how much you're coming at them, how much you're talking to them, they can't understand you. So they're feeling like, so it appears to be they're stonewalling you, but really they're flooding. So I want you to know the difference, right? When somebody's flooding, they need to calm down the brain. Breathe in their nose, out their mouth, slow it down, sends oxygen straight to your brain. So if you are the one that floods, remember that. In your nose, out your mouth, slow it down to 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sends oxygen to your brain and it calms down the flooding. Now, if they're not flooding and you just can't get through to them and they won't give you an answer, or they give you the answer that they think you want to hear, they could be stonewalling you. So how does it look like to stonewall ourselves? Literally, it doesn't have to be somebody you're in relationship with. It most often is. It's a coworker, a team member, employee, your children, your spouse, a sibling, a parent. So think of it in the terms of relationships, but also think of it about the relationship to yourself. How often do you hide and put up a wall in an area of your life that you don't want to deal with? Are you ready to ditch the stress and overwhelm of life and finally find true rest? God designed us for work and for rest, but it's so much easier to be killing it at the work thing, right? Even if you wear all the hats, do all the things, and think it's impossible to get to a place of rest, your body needs it and your spirit craves it. So, how do we implement rest in this crazy modern world? Well, there are 7 types of rest in your busy life that you need to know. God has asked you to rest. He rested on the 7th day as well. So go to godcreatedrest.com/plan. It's free, and find out the 7 types of God-given rest. And ladies, vacation and sleep are not one. The feedback from this 7 type of rest information has been phenomenal. It has been transformative and life-changing. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. godcreatedrest.com/plan. So I was reading today in Romans 8:26, and it says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us in our groanings too deep for words. When you can't process and think of something to say, and you are hiding out and you're not going to it in prayer, and you're not taking that hefty thing that you want to avoid and just keep pushing down, 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 the Spirit within you is going to intercede for you. You may have it gone for a little bit and avoid it and put your wall around it. The Spirit's interceding on your behalf. It's coming back up. And usually when you least expect it. So tear down your walls. Start to deal with the junk, because you've got to go through it. You can't hide it, go over it, go around it, go under it, or any of those things. You have to go through the junk, because it's going to come back. And usually it'll come back in a way that you don't want it to. So that's stonewalling yourself. What about in our relationships? My spouse, master stonewaller. It's okay. He'll know I'm talking about it. Matter of fact, he's right outside the door. He's probably listening to me going, what the heck? Master stonewaller. He's just not comfortable with negative emotions. He's just not. I am very much, let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's not hide it. I mean, I'm a therapist. But he is not comfortable with that. That's not the way he was raised. He is conflict avoidant. He doesn't like it. He wants everybody just to have peace and get along. It's just his personality. He's great. But it causes high conflict in our relationship when he stonewalls me, because it leaves me feeling abandoned and unloved. That's not his intent. His intent is to protect himself. But that's the impact stonewalling has on me. I feel abandoned, like I'm not important, and I'm not loved. So I have to pull him out of it and make it a safe place for him to open up. Otherwise, it kind of goes like this. Hey, I want to go on a 5-week sabbatical. Sound great? Let's go. Oh yeah, that sounds wonderful. Sure, let's do it. Awesome. Next conversation. Hey, that sabbatical I'm planning? I'm thinking we will go to Ohio to the farm first, and then I think we'll go to the Smoky Mountains. And do you want to go to the East Coast Beach or the Florida Panhandle Beach? What? Like we never had the conversation. Because he did not tell me how he felt about a 5-week sabbatical, that it was uncomfortable for him, that he didn't know how we would do that, that he was worried about the finances. He didn't tell me any of that. He just let it go away. He was thinking that maybe it wouldn't come back up because it's just one of her crazy ideas that won't come to fruition. But now I'm planning it. So now he just kind of looks at me and he starts agreeing with everything I'm saying. But I can tell he's not telling me everything he's feeling. He's got his wall up. Probably because he does not want to hurt me. He doesn't want to have a conflict. He doesn't want me to say, well, why did you tell me yes a month ago when you meant no? That's how stonewalling can play out in something insignificant, really, in the relationship and make a small thing a big thing. And that would leave me feeling like I didn't feel heard. I wasn't important, not valued enough to tell me how you feel, all the things, all the things. So that's how that can work out. With a team member can also work out, especially in an employee boss situation where that employee does not feel comfortable disagreeing with you or telling you truth that they believe. So they will stonewall it and you will feel it. And it starts brewing this negativity and this negative culture within the business. So it's something you've really got to watch there. You have to make it a safe place for people to fall before a stonewaller can open up. Because remember, they don't like negative emotion or confrontation or conflict. They're avoiding it at all costs to protect themselves. How do you deal with God? Well, you can't stonewall God because he knows what you're thinking all the time. He knows your desires, your wishes, your dreams, what you don't know to even ask for. And that goes back to that verse in Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought to know, but we don't. So the Spirit himself intercedes for us when we are groaning too deep for words. When you are feeling a negative cycle, like you want to hide behind your own stone wall, God's not going to let you do that. He's going to intercede on your behalf. So stonewalling is a dangerous, destructive thing to do. If you're a stonewaller, you got to work on it. You got to feel comfortable and confident in knowing you are worth having an opinion, even if everybody disagrees. It's okay. Now, if people are using it to manipulate you, you're going to know it. Because now that you know what stonewalling is in another form, people that use stonewalling to manipulate usually make you feel a little crazy in the process. It usually is, you will know going in what the conversation was before, and then they're going to pretend like they never had it. And they're just going to put up a wall until they can get you to calm down and shut up and back in control. So watch out for that. That's a whole different subject. And I would tell you to reach out for a counselor with that. But if you're a stonewaller or you have stonewalling in your life, pull yourself out of the situation just a little bit, breathe, and share. Knowing it is okay. But if you're in relationship with someone that's a stonewaller, you've still got to be that safe place for them to open up to a couple times before they feel confident that they can. All right, hit me up, amy@amywine.com. What do you think of this episode? What do you want to hear more of? Can't wait to hear from you. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection, we're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.